Obviously, a good win for you tonight over Plateau Valley. We had talked to their head coach earlier in the week. They've had a good year, but you got a good win over a good ball club tonight.
Absolutely, yes. It was a fantastic win for us. They always play us really tough. It's always a huge mental game and competition for us. So we knew we were going to have to go out and play hard, definitely, and show up.
And it was also a good bounce-back match for you, too. I know you had a tough loss to Olathe over the weekend, so good to get right back in the win column.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the biggest thing that we've been working on all week is how do we bounce back from that, you know, because Olathe was a really good team as well, but also a very beatable team for us. So it was just kind of getting over that mental hump and going out there and putting in the work and getting it done.
Okay. So, yeah, and back to tonight's match. What gave you the win, or what made you prevail there in four sets?
Honestly, I think it's just the way it's really cool when you have a team that works so well together. You don't have to worry when one girl's off because you know that the next person's working twice as hard for them and in their honor. So I think that third game we went down a little tough, but you know, it's just about how they pick each other up and their attitude and that momentum. Honestly, once we gained momentum, we were hard to stop and hard to beat, for sure.
And is that kind of the reason for the turnaround? I know last year was just crazy with COVID and all the uncertainty about even playing, but you won just five matches. You're already got three wins this year. Is it chemistry and confidence by your girls? Is that kind of the difference?
Absolutely. We have a really great team and girls that have been playing together now for 3+ years. So they're really comfortable and they rely on each other and they know it. So we always say everybody has a special place. Everybody has a job. All you have to do is do your job. And they work really well together.
Okay, let's talk about your seniors. As you mentioned, you got a good group that have done a lot of playing time for you over the last few years. Mention some of their names and some of the leaders for you out of that bunch.
I have great seniors this year. So my outside hitter right now, she's leading my team in kills, Kaylee Carlstrom, number 11. She's a fantastic leader. She actually broke her leg last year during basketball season, right at the end, literally actually the week before we started playing. So, you know, it was kind of, we weren't sure how she was going to get through that, if she was going to come out on fire, if it was going to take her a minute to get going. And she's put in the work. She put in work all summer. And she's kind of been unstoppable in a lot of places. She struggled a little bit tonight, but it was great to see her come back to us her senior year and come out so big like she has. And then my senior setter, Paige Sanchez, she's amazing. She will get to every ball that she can. She puts the balls in the right spot. She's really smart on the court. So she really leads my offense. That was one of our goals as a team, is to be a much more offensive-minded type team, because we've always been kind of about the defense. And while we are really good at it, it just doesn't score you points to dig balls all day. So she's really taken it into her position to lead our offense and put the ball where the defense can't get it, but we can hit it. So it's been a huge, huge, huge part of our success this year. And then my third senior, Daniela Reyes, man, she is just solid from top to bottom. I can put her in any position. She plays middle for us, in the front row and middle back in the back row, but man, she comes up huge with big plays. She's always fired up. She really brings a lot of energy to our team, but also a sense of comfort. It's funny, when we don't have her out on the floor, we panic almost. It's crazy to see how big of a difference she makes out just being out there.
Yeah, and then another good player for you as a young sophomore, I believe Desiree Gonzalez is how you say her name, but she's played well for you here early. What does she bring to the table?
Des, she is fantastic in a lot of areas. She's got a lot of really, really good volleyball skills. She played middle for us last year as a freshman, and we recently moved her to outside because she hits the ball hard. When she connects with it, she hits it hard. She hits it fast, and So it was kind of different for her playing outside this year. She was a little bit nervous, but she's really starting to own that spot and become a back row player as well. We kind of got away with her getting to sit out those three rotations when she's in the back last year because we had a great libero, but this year I told her she was going to have to learn how to play defense, and she does. She's out there. She puts herself in the right spot. She passes excellent balls. So I'm really excited to see how she grows and progresses these next 2 years because she really has potential to be huge for us.
Gotcha. Now, you're a 1A school playing in a predominantly 2A league, and it's a good league out west there. So what are your goals this year? I mean, what do the Wildcats want to get accomplished here in 2021?
Well, of course, you know, we want to go to regionals. They took out districts for 1A volleyball this year, which, you know, we're kind of able to squeak by that way. This year we don't have a whole lot of wiggle room, so we're just really looking to compete and win the games that we can. And right now that's what we're doing is we're just kind of taking it one day at a time, one point at a time, and we are doing what we can to put the ball on the other side of the court so that the other teams make mistakes.